Malcolm Turnbull called today's party room vote to head off a challenge by Peter Dutton. Instead, the preemptive strike left the Prime Minister's authority diminished and the challenger could yet mount a second strike. Even before it's over, people are assessing the legacy of Malcolm Turnbull's turn at the leadership. Peter Lloyd reports.
At the dispatch box at 2 o'clock, Malcolm Turnbull let rip on a laundry list of achievements.
I'm Malcolm Blight Turnbull.
He's been Prime Minister for 3 years next month, and now he's been judged by the standards he laid down the day he challenged Tony Abbott.
The Prime Minister has not been capable of providing the economic leadership our nation needs. He has not been capable of providing the economic confidence that business needs.
There were high expectations that this journalist, lawyer, banker and businessman would deliver for the political centre. Publisher Richard Walsh met Malcolm Turnbull when he worked for Australia's richest man, Kerry Packer.
Well, I thought he was going to make a really good fist of it. I, to be honest with you, I hadn't voted for him. He's my local member. But I was pleased because he looked as though he was going to be, as the phrase goes, Malcolm in the middle. He was going to respond. Despite what people say, our electorate is quite progressive. I mean, as we saw from the vote on same-sex marriage that we see on when we see polls on euthanasia and everything, I thought that I took him at his word that he was going to, govern for all of us.
He'd been the Minister for Communications, steering the rollout of the National Broadband Network. And as leader, Malcolm Turnbull insisted that value was being delivered. But that's not how the public sees it. And Associate Professor Mark Gregory from RMIT in Melbourne sees the NBN as a colossal Turnbull failure.
Well, the Prime Minister has delivered very little for the money that's been put in. Original plan for a fibre to the premises network was that it would be finished in 2020 and it would cost about $46 billion. And the coalition promised was that everyone would have 50 megabits per second by 2019 and it was going to cost $20 billion less than the Labor plan. And what we're now seeing is that the NBN won't be finished at the earliest until 2022. It's going to cost over $50 billion to deliver. And, of course, we're going to be left with obsolete technologies in the greater majority of the network.
Malcolm Turnbull famously clashed with Donald Trump when the US president pushed back on the Obama administration's deal to accept asylum seekers.
I've only said three things about the phone call with the president. Firstly, that it was frank and forthright. Secondly, that he gave a commitment that he would honour the refugee resettlement deal entered into by President Obama. And thirdly, that he did not hang up. The call ended courteously. Now, I've got nothing more to say about the content of the phone call than that. It's very important for me to be disciplined, to be calm, and to pursue, in a very focused way, Australia's national interest. And that's what I do as Australia's Prime Minister.
Publisher Richard Walsh believes voters appreciated both the resolve and the dignity of how Malcolm Turnbull handled himself on the world stage.
On the international stage, he looked like the kind of Prime Minister that we would be proud to have. What he uttered through his mouth was sentiments that I think a lot of people can agree with. That's the good bit. The bad bit is there was no follow through.
And that, says academic Carol Johnson, can be traced to the culture war within the coalition. She's written two books on federal politics.
Turnbull wants to be remembered for the achievements of his government, but it's more likely that he'll be actually remembered for what he didn't achieve, that he'll be remembered for not living up to the promise that he seemed to have.